Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
7-1, the next 8. Here we go.
Sure. 7-1.
11-1, Boston. It's been a 7-run 8th inning.
Hey, lock it up.
All right, so have you learned everything you need to know about the Blue Jackets?
John Tortorella has gone over to the Calgary Flames hallway outside their room.
I'll tell you right now, this room smells of B.O.
Have you ever fought before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
He shit his pants, he was puking, he was doing everything.
Okay, he's got to calm down.
Yep.
So screw it on straight here.
Yeah, let's kind of stick to the draft for right now.
I'm ready. Anyone ready to run it back? I think he's sending a message to the Patriots, to the fans, like, you know what? I'm still here.
What's up, guys?
Crazy Ben Volen has a wacky theory.
But the caption,
Super Bowl.
I'm ready.
Shut up with that
right now.
They whip out their Lombardi trophies and their
what?
Super Bowl rings.
Careful what you whip out.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day.
Draft day.
Oh, my God. And you've got game one of round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Unbelievable. Have you seen the schedule? The Boston Sports Info guys put the schedule out for like the next 3 weeks, and we got double headers, triple headers, quadruple headers, game after game after game. There are no free nights.
No, I think you said May 9th is the one free night.
It's a free night.
And the Sox are off. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I have issues when it's Bruins-Celtics on the same night. You got issues when it's Bruins-Red Sox? Is anybody?
No.
Celtics-Red Sox?
No.
No, you saw it's background music. I'll even admit that. Maybe I'll watch.
I watched a little bit of the Red Sox last night.
Maybe the next day, you know, but, yeah, no, it's when the Bruins and Celtics play in the same night when you have issues.
Ooh.
And I'm glad they don't really have many. I don't think they have any, though.
They do. Next Tuesday.
A couple of them.
We have one Tuesday night.
A couple. That's about it, though.
Yeah, but that's a couple more than we need.
I think the Bruins are going to play four games before the Celtics play their second.
Probably.
Or their third,
the
rather.
The NBA. The NBA
Small
is very patient
size
with
size of knocky, hot knocky.
You know, talking about that, going back and watching this stuff again, Christian tells me, and by the way, he's off today, but Christian tells me this all the time, that and he can DVR everything, and the next morning, he sits there and he can watch it all at fast pace.
Yeah.
I clearly can do that with any shows, HBO shows, whatever. And, of course, it's easy to go back.
Yeah, it's nice. Quick.
And
no commercials.
Them. Right. But the problem I have with games, I can't do that with games. So
Why not? I
don't know. Because maybe I'm nosy and I need to know what's going on at the time.
No, not you.
It may be.
Afraid of missing out?
It might be a personality flaw. I don't know.
Let's talk a little bit about the game.
So last night I'm watching both the Carolina and Washington game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm watching Golden State and the Clippers. And I'm watching the earlier games last night. I watched a little bit of the Red Sox as well. But those two late night games, Lou, I can't sit there and DVR, go to sleep, and say I'm going to wake up in the morning and watch it. Now, I might watch it the next morning because I do DVR everything and watch it the next morning because I want to see a little bit more of it. But I can't go to bed
before
I know
it for the first time.
I have to know the outcome before I go to bed.
So what do you do? I mean, the Celtics and Bruins, because I think basketball you can. And I kind of like it because
you can
go back. You can DVR and watch it live if you have to later on. Because there's so many timeouts. You get through the commercials, whatever, halftime, quarters, you can get through it all. You can also rewind because you want to see a certain thing, whatever. Hockey, no, not for me. Hockey, no, I got to watch that live. But everything else, hockey is the one I have to watch live. The other ones, I think they're good DVR sports, especially baseball. Jesus.
It's the easiest thing in the world.
If Price
now.
Is on the mound, you can cut out 25 seconds and see a pitch.
Oh, I can watch a Red Sox game the next morning in about
That's
25
what I'm saying.
Minutes. Yeah,
so,
I can.
And I can do it with basketball, too. You can. There's so many timeouts.
But the playoff games you care about, and so if there's a Bruins-Celtics game, I DVR both of them. I'm watching both of them going back and forth. And then after the game is over, then I have to go back and watch intensely. And I'm with you. I've got to see every second of the hockey game because there's more little nuance that you're going to miss if you don't sit there and watch it. But when it comes to these late night games, and there's something at stake, and there was something at stake for both of those games.
I passed out in that overtime game. I tried. I watched the third period. I tried, but I just lost it. I couldn't do it. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I'm sitting there when they go in second overtime. I'm sitting there.
How about the Caps? Up 2-0, up 3-1. They cough it up at home.
Yep. Yep. This
Jesus,
league.
You're talking
league
about
is,
a path for the
No,
Bruins.
The whole league is stupid. The whole league is stupid. But
playoff
I,
mojo.
See, I'm going to say, there's only they're tricking us right now.
What do you mean they're tricking us?
Because of what you just said.
Yeah, the path's there.
The path is
Stanley
there.
Stanley Cup or bust.
And there's going to be tremendous pressure. And we were just talking about this with Dale off the air. The biggest stars in the league right now that are remaining in the playoffs may be on the Boston Bruins.
Let's Marchand get it on.
And Bergeron may be the two biggest stars.
Yeah, he said Marchand might be the best player left. Bergeron might be the second
Which
best
is amazing.
Player left.
All of the great players are gone.
Yeah.
They're all gone. They're out of this thing. But I think that's why it's deceiving. What concerns me is that Columbus or the Islanders, one of these teams are going to be just a lot better than anybody thought. Because how do you eliminate all your division winners? Think about that. In the first round of the playoffs, all of the division winners are already gone.
So what are you saying? It's still a crapshoot? I understand
it's
it is because of the sport, but the Bruins are the favorite. I don't know if you saw this or not, because we're talking about whether all these guys being bounced in the postseason, the first round of the NHL playoffs, is a good thing or not. But Boston Sports Info, they tweeted this out earlier.
I love this guy.
And so the NBA, the top, they go by top-selling jerseys, right? So good, bad for the league, whatever you want, right?
Fair barometer.
That's not bad, right?
Yeah.
Top most popular players amongst
this
kids.
This is the NBA?
Amongst adults, whatever you want. This is marketing. So the number one selling jersey in the NBA is LeBron James. He's out. Then Westbrook is seventh. He's out. Dwayne Wade, Paul George, and Luka Doncic are 11, 12, 13. Out.
Not a lot of players
out. So you got five guys out. You still got Curry, Giannis. Kyrie is the fourth, by the way. Embiid, Harden, Durant, Simmons, Butler, all those guys. Go to the NHL side. Top-selling NHL jerseys. 13 of the top 15 are out.
That's unbelievable.
The highest one is the 10th rated jersey sales in Vladimir Tarasenko in St. Louis, and then Patrice Bergeron's 11. That's it. Austin Matthews, gone. Crosby, McDavid, Marc-Andre Fleury, gone. Lundqvist, gone. Ovechkin, Zuccarello, Kane, Taves, gone, 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 gone. None of them are in it. Well, Chicago wasn't in it, but I'm just saying, as far as popular players, you know, good for the game, whatever. I don't care.
This is not
expectations have changed for the Bruins, and now it's turned into you got to get to the cup. You got to, given what you have right now with this team, Washington is out, Pittsburgh is out, the experience, Tampa obviously is out. Sorry, you are the favorites to win the cup. You should get to the Stanley Cup.
Think get the duck boats ready.
Now, I wouldn't say you should win it, but you should get to the Stanley Cup.
I don't know. I think you're better than anybody out west if you're using, that criteria.
But
now you're backing off. Now you're getting soft with
them. The thing. I just think, unless you're the Patriots, you know, and that's just a different bar, or if you get to the Super Bowl, you should win it because that's just who they are. Whether it be the Red Sox, the Celtics, the Bruins, to me, it's like if you should get to the finals, then okay, once you get there, anything can happen. We'll see. But if they don't get to the Stanley Cup, a huge disappointment, given the road that they have and the roster that this team has right now.
So in the matter,
excited in your duck boats.
So in the matter of a week here, we have gone from saying if the Bruins get to the second round and they get beat in the second round,
you're happy,
and they get beaten soundly because the team they're going to face in the second round, you know, has historically now broken the record or tied the record for the most wins, then we're going to be happy. Well, we're not going to be happy. We're going to be satisfied.
Change.
They hit the ceiling. They did as best they could. Now, with them out, with Washington out, with the path changing dramatically, Pittsburgh, everything's changed. We are now looking at if they do not win the Cup or make a really strong showing in the Stanley Cup final, it's going to be a disappointing season. Certainly a disappointing playoff season, right? That's how we're going to look at it.
Oh, there's no question. You have to change expectations.
But this is not good for
the
league.
No, when the season started, you would never sit there and say, this team has to go to the Cup. I remember there were a bunch of injuries. They're questioning who this team is early on in the year. But the way they played throughout the season, that the regular season they've had, and that's a good Toronto team they beat. You know, some argue that maybe they were better than them in that series. Whatever. They won that series. The path now? Yeah. Expectations have to change.
Do you remember we had this argument the other day about is this good for the NHL or bad for the NHL? They're losing all these stars. When you look at this list that you just ran off, if you lose that many players and you're trying to get an audience that follows the league, follows your game, follows the star players,
you're all out.
You can't tell me this is good for the game.
A star is a star.
You know, so it's going to take you how many games to figure out some of these other guys? Even in Boston, this is a hockey town.
Well, I think it's good if you have a little bit of it. I'm not saying you don't want, like,
one surprise team.
Yeah, you don't want any new blood.
No, one surprise team.
You know, somebody was talking about the other day. It's like the NCAA tournament, right? When, like, a 15 seed wins in the first round, and it's great until you get to about the Elite Eight. And then you sit there and say, I don't want him anymore. You know what I mean? I want Duke back there. I want to see Zion Williamson. Like, okay, you had your cute little run. Now it's time for me to watch the stars in this last weekend of the season in the finals. And I feel it's the same way. I don't mind having a couple of these teams, but with what's going on here, I don't think it's great for the game. I do think it's great for the Bruins. So who cares? God bless them. But they should get to the Cup. Can you imagine if Detroit knocked off Milwaukee and Orlando knocked off Toronto? You know, and then you'd sit there and say, well, if they don't go to the Eastern Conference, if they don't go to the finals, huge disaster. I mean, that's basically what just happened in front of you.
But isn't it amazing? It's never happened in the NBA, and it never, in my opinion, it never will happen in the NBA because the stars are everything. They're the ones that win the game. It does tell you the NHL is much different. You can have all the stars you want, right? How is it that these other teams are knocking off teams that have had phenomenal seasons over a long sampling period, right? 82 games. It's not like we're saying, oh, this was a hot team. Tampa Bay was a hot team for 2 or 3 months. Nope. They were the best team in the league from the beginning to the end. People called them the Golden State Warriors of the NHL. I don't buy it. Even though Golden State lost that game last night against the Clippers, I'm sorry. I think they're looking already to Houston. That's their biggest problem right now. And the Clippers are a lot better, well-coached, playing their ass off. And it was a lot more difficult than they expected it was going to be last night. But in the NHL, this happens all the time.
Not at this rate.
No, this is
not
off,
like this.
No, this one's off the charts.
Yeah, not like this at all.
No, this one's well beyond it. Yeah. But you get the upsets. But now you're getting all upsets. How is that possible? How was that happen?
Don't matter.
Is that parody throughout the entire league?
That's why I say it doesn't always happen. So, you know, we can sit here, and I guarantee we'll be doing this all year next year after the trade deadline, and, you know, Tampa will probably be the same team. And see, these teams aren't going to now all of a sudden just rebuild. They're going to get better next year, and it's going to turn into, yeah, well, they got bounced last year in the first round.
Yeah, but you're not going to take them seriously, are you?
Like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I guess they could get bounced in the first round, but they're a great team. Odds are they're not going to happen again. They're going to be better. So next year, was the opportunity to be better for the Boston Bruins to do what they could do right now? Absolutely not. These guys are getting a, you know, I still don't think, you know, no one here is like on their deathbed, you know, about to retire. You know, Chara's coming back. Bergeron's still a great player. Marshawn Krejci, okay.
Nobody
but
done.
With this core group getting a little bit older, this is going to be your best chance.
Yeah.
Now, that window still might be another 3 or 4 years with those guys, but right now, you have to take advantage of this.
Well, Chara, you know, at his age, I'm not sure how many more he's going to go. I'm amazed that he's still able to do it and play at a highly productive rate. But you look at Tampa Bay, they've got time. Toronto is on the upswing, right? They're getting better because, you know, most of the talent is part of their youth mix-up.
My father was a Greco-Roman wrestler.
Okay, we're going to get to the phone call. 617-779-7937. The NFL draft is coming up tonight, and Lou and I are not going to waste any time. We know exactly what the Patriots are going to do. Inside information, we've got it all, and we'll start doing that coming up next, and we'll open up the phone calls at 617-779-7937 and find out what you want the Patriots to do.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, big night. It is game one of round two. We'll get into a lot of Bruin stuff during the course of the show. I mean, the whole NHL is just completely wacky, and they are unique. It's very different than any of these other leagues. Chris, last year we had an expansion franchise get to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, but you also had Washington, a team that's been great for years. You know what I mean?
Who couldn't win it and finally won it.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, great team for years, always choked in the postseason. Ovechkin was there. I mean, just, so you had a great team there, if you ask me. I know, and they beat Tampa to get there. So, one underdog, one great team, that's fine.
But wait a minute, the underdog was an expansion team.
Well, you know
what
I mean.
You would never see that in any other
sport. I'm not saying underdog. They had a great team. There's no question.
Right.
I know what their points and everything else, but I'm just talking about an unknown. One unknown and one known, okay? Will you have that this year?
No, you're going to have two surprises.
San Jose, Boston, you've got to hope for.
You're going to have two that people did not predict early on. It's going to be a wild card. But I think last year what happened, and I think this is far worse. You're right. This is for the NHL. This is off the charts, talking about parity. But last year was pretty bizarre when you have an expansion team that had to go with
a
pool where teams were able to protect players now, okay? And what ends up happening? They win during the course of the season, and they end up going to the Stanley Cup Final. It is off the charts. All right, we're going to do it right off the top because the Patriots will be drafting tonight. Stay there up late. It'll be about 11:20 in the evening when they will select the 32nd pick in the first round of the draft. And I'm just going on how I view Belichick and how he operates. And I keep on reading and hearing that the last few picks in the first round, there are some teams out there that would love to get one of those players, willing to give something up in the future. And they want those players because it gives them a fifth year. There are some teams out there that really rely on getting a player to be able to commit for that fifth year. So I'm going to go on the premise that Bill Belichick is going to trade out of that 32nd pick. The one thing that scares me is I keep on hearing the Rams have the same intention. So if there's one team that's looking for that specific player and want to latch onto them in the first round, the Rams might get first dibs at him before the Patriots.
Atlanta trades a two-way street.
But here's the other one, because I know where you want to go with this, and it's an interesting one.
Wait, let me go there first.
Then. Go ahead. You go with yours.
You want to break down mine?
I'm gonna jump off of yours. But go ahead.
No, I'll say this. All right, because the draft is an absolute crapshoot. We had some sound of going through it before the show of years past about this guy's no good. This guy's the best player. So the bottom line is, when it comes to Bill, you don't know. Nobody knows who he likes. Nobody. And stop trying to predict it, right? So this is obviously based on the fact that he might like this kid a little bit. And I wouldn't be shocked at all if they do trade for Josh Rosen. I wouldn't be. And it's just, this kid's got 3 years left. He's got that fourth year, right, because he's a first-round pick. 10th pick overall. He drops down to 32. You know, we're talking about maybe taking a quarterback, you know, in that second, third round. You know, we were talking about it yesterday. Who's got, what, 4 years under his belt? This kid's got him, what, 3 more years for $6 million. Again, got to like him. But we did hear reports last year that they didn't. They liked him out of the draft, but he was going to go in the top 10, top 15. They didn't like him that much. You know, and I was reading, actually, Curran this morning had a good article. And he asked the question, if Josh Rosen fell to 32 last year, you think the Patriots would have taken him?
Hey, hi. How are you?
I don't know.
31.
Maybe, but I think, and here's why I disagree with you. I think the circumstances have changed.
Why? Because of what he did last year?
He had 13 starts. And I think
how many did Jared Goff have before?
But he becomes a guy who now is taking a back seat. He's the clipboard guy, all right? And Tom Brady's not going anywhere. And I think the Patriots are
convinced. Oh, you think I care about Rosen's feelings?
They do. I think they care about the fact of whether they're going to have somebody who's going to be focused in on what they're doing. And I to me, Rosen won't be. Rosen is going to sit there and say, I want to start. What am I doing? What am I here with the Patriots backing up Tom Brady? I think my plan makes more sense for quarterback in that if you move down and you maybe move into next year's draft, and that's what I think Bill's going to try to do. I think he's going to try to see if he can hoodwink one of these teams, get into the first round next year, because guess what? Next year or the year after that is probably when he's going to find the quarterback that's going to replace Tom Brady.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
Thank you, Bill.
I don't know much about Rosen. I said Goff last year. I meant 2 years ago. Like his rookie year, like Rosen. You know, he was awful. He started 7 games, 54 completion percentage.
Under a different coach, too.
Yep, 5 touchdowns, 7 picks. I mean, and Rosen, you know, we all know wasn't great this year either, but Jared Goff was pathetic his first year. Similar. You know, he started 13 games, 55% completion, 11 touchdowns, 14 picks. So
he wasn't real good. But
no,
that doesn't mean
good,
he's not going to be a good
quarterback.
Right, doesn't mean he's not going to be a good quarterback. I'm just saying.
You don't think they would go to the player and say, hey, we would love to trade for you. Can you handle being behind Tom Brady for the next two years?
I don't think
he's
going to
say, no, don't trade for him.
No, I think Bill is astute enough to figure out the situation and say, I'm going to have a pain in the ass kid who is going to sit here and want to play over the next 2 or 3 years, and there's no opportunity for him to do that. I already have somebody in Brian Hoyer that if we get into a pickle, I can depend on him, not to win an awful lot of games, but to keep us at least in some of these games. So, and this is not, unless, you're right, unless Bill really said, oh my God, we blew it last year. We should have tried to find a way of getting Josh Rosen because I absolutely love the kid. Unless he's saying that, he's not the guy that's going to replace Tom Brady.
And again,
and I'm not giving up a 32nd pick in the draft.
You know, they might be over there, and you know, they got their draft board. They might just be laughing at, you know, Curran's article or me talking about it because they know they don't like the player. And if that's the case, fine.
And, you said this. None of us know that.
None of us know that. But
I'm going to the premise that none of us know that.
But this would be a pick. This would be something that Bill would do, and we'd all sit there and say, really?
Yeah.
You know, we did the same thing 3-4 years ago with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing more important than this, Luke.
Tom Brady's window is dwindling, and you're going to go draft a backup with your first pick? You know, so that's something that I could see coming out tonight. You're right. I mean, the odds are, right? If I had to put percentages of it, he's trading out of that thing. Right, and he's going to try to get two first-round picks next year.
Oh, we should have bet on this.
And why wouldn't he, though?
But this is something that I could see him doing as well. If, once again, huge if he liked the player, this is a hell of a deal if you like this kid.
Right. But
imagine if Jared Goff, he could have got him for the 32nd pick after his horrible rookie year.
Yeah.
You'd sit there and say, yeah, I think the kid's a good player. He's in a real bad situation down there. It's absolute chaos. New coaches, new GMs everywhere. The kid's got a lot of talent. This is value. For this player, value.
Well, it's only value if you, as you said, if they absolutely love the kid.
Well, I'm going on the premise that they like the kid.
Love the kid.
I don't have to love him, just like him.
Because I don't think the kid's going to get an opportunity, and I think you start to lose a player when he doesn't get the opportunity, especially a kid that's already had the opportunity to play 13 games. He's going to sit there. This could be 3 years.
Well, if you're asking him to sit behind Sam Darnold, and he's sitting there going, man, you know, just as good as this young kid. But you're asking, he shows up and it's like, listen, I know you think you should play, and that's great. We love that attitude, but we have Tom Brady. I don't know if you heard of him.
It doesn't make a difference.
You accept it more, though.
No,
than sit behind a horrible quarterback.
I don't know why you accept it. You want to play.
I know you
don't give
play.
A rat's ass that Tom Brady is the greatest player to ever play a game. You might like the guy, but
you understand because he's that much better than you. He's the greatest of all time.
Hey, listen, Garoppolo couldn't wait to get out of here. Okay, he had a great situation. He's with the New England Patriots. They're winning. He's getting Super Bowl rings. Couldn't wait to get out of here. Why? Because he wanted to play.
Well, he also couldn't wait because he did what he needed to do, literally in a game and a half. That's all he knew it. That's all he needed to do. So he's like, I got to get the hell out of here. Jimmy Garoppolo. If he never played a down, his stock wouldn't have been what it was. We're going off, what, practice reports, preseason games?
Right.
But he played a game and a half.
Wasn't a great practice
good.
Play we heard, too. Remember
right.
that? Wasn't a great practice play. That was leaking
now,
out.
Now, if Rosen, you know, he's a backup, whatever. If he goes plays for 2 or 3 games and is an absolute stud, he's going to be in the same boat. But
yeah, I don't believe it's going to happen. I saw Curran's piece, and they would have to love them. So if they do what you say, they absolutely love this guy. Now, I'm not sure Rosen's going to love the situation, but so be it. He'll have to deal with it.
I'm not down with that.
I think Bill, with all of the draft assets he has right now, his key thing is going to be, because I don't think he's going to use all of this stuff tonight. There's too much here. But if he can put himself into a position where he hoodwinks one of these teams to get excited about getting moving somewhere in the draft because they're married to some player they see in the second round or the third round, he can get into the first round moving a few assets around for next year and then
really do it that way.
And do the same thing the year after that, Lou. That's more likely the draft where he's going to be able to find the replacement for Tom Brady, and he's going to need the replacement for Tom Brady. All right, so we'll throw it out to you. What should the Patriots do here tonight? What should they do? I mean, anything could happen. We could sit here and tell you they've never done this. They've never done that before. It means squat, means nothing. We know that Belichick will do stuff that he's never done before. So what will you want them to do? I don't want to hear a lot of names of players and stuff like that. A lot of people don't really know who these guys are. But maybe you've got your idea of what direction they should go in. We start with the Patriots, the NFL, and the Bruins tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets. 617-779-7937.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
He's a talented quarterback, but he's a talented quarterback that has also turned off some teams due to his attitude. I said this on my podcast this week. Basically, last year, I had a head coach use a D word to describe him, and it's not the D word you think. It would be more of a female D word. To say, basically, I don't want, you know, this D as the leader of my football team.
It's Adam Schefter this morning with Mutt Callahan talking
like
about your guy, Josh Rosen.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah,
you think
like
that's a good thing?
Yeah.
That's a good thing for you.
Yeah, get Reamer. excited, didn't
he? Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
actually, it's an interesting move.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's the type of guy you want sitting
with a clipboard for 2 or 3 years. You kind of picked the easy one.
I did.
You know what I mean?
You think.
I did.
You picked the one that's just boring. Well,
I picked the honest one. You
picked the boring one.
Well, yeah, but
liven it up
Belichick
a little
bit. Is boring when
tell
it comes
me they're
going to
move up. They're going to trade away their first in 2 seconds to go to 12.
So what do you
lie
think?
To us, something Glenn. Interesting. Lie to us.
What do you think the chances are that Bill does? I love this. Fake takes. Let's do a fake take.
No,
let's throw something
I
out
think
there.
It's interesting. It's fake what take. I'm looking forward to.
Fake takes. You
I
like
would
fake
like,
takes.
I would like something exciting to happen with the Patriots.
Not going to happen.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So you can be reasonable about
right.
it.
And
so you can sit there all night long, and they're going to most likely trade out for you know, probably not, I don't even know, next year's first or just a couple of seconds.
Good. Let me give you this then. Let me change my prediction.
What do you get? You get second round pick this year and a second next year.
I'm changing my prediction. Bill's giving up 32. He's giving up all those second, third round draft picks, the fourth round draft pick, and the first for next year. And he's moving all the way up to number one. And he's getting Kyler Murray because he's afraid that Dan Snyder might beat him to the punch.
Now, doesn't that,
how's
doesn't
that?
Doesn't that feel sound better?
No, because that's something Daniel Snyder would do.
Doesn't that make you better, though?
No,
feel better? Like more excited about it? You trying to look forward to tonight?
No.
Or you want to sit there and say, I'm going to watch the Bruins all night long, and then I'm, you know, I'll check out what the Red Sox are doing, and then I just know that at about 11:15,
11:25,
they're going to announce the Patriots trade out of 32.
Please,
all right, awesome.
Please, you want Daniel Snyder to run your organization? That's what you
say
want.
That.
That's what they're going to do. Okay,
yeah, no,
if you're
fine.
if you're looking at a team tonight,
I don't think at 32 taking a kid that went 10th last year, and I think it's good value. It's Daniel Snyder's move.
It makes no sense.
Daniel Snyder move is to do what you just said, trade away everybody to move up because you're falling in love with Kyler Murray.
He's going
to
do something stupid because every one of his quarterbacks goes down with an injury now, so he figures I'll just keep on going and getting another one, and I'll give up whatever assets I have.
Well, I can see that. So we know that he's taken over. Dan Snyder's taken over the draft, first draft.
Of course, he's the owner.
And there's a divide because you know they want a quarterback, but there's a divide on which one. He wants Haskins. Right? So what do you think happens?
Talk to Stephen A.
Yeah,
he's got the inside scoop on him.
So what do you think? So, yeah, they're gonna go crazy.
They're going to
go crazy, something stupid.
And that's why teams like that, teams like the Raiders, are stupid.
More of a runner than a thrower.
And that's why they go through long periods of time where they suck. And the Redskins are in that pool because the owner sits there and he thinks he knows far more than any of his football guys.
That's stupid.
And as boring as Belichick is, we know that he's going to continue to do this. And I love this. This is the one I love. They got Brady's got a tiny window here. You know, they got to go and get him all the help he needs right now because they only have a year or two to win these championships. Does anybody actually think that Bill Belichick is thinking that? And for all you dummies who thought that Bill Belichick was going to be out of here at the end of this past season, okay, how do you feel about that now?
No.
Bill's not going anywhere. So Bill's not looking at it that I've got to fill this window for the next 2 years because Tom Brady's going to be gone and then my team's going to suck and we're going to become a 4-12 team. Nope. Bill Belichick is planning on being here for a long time. He's planning on keeping this thing going. He's building right now for the present and for the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. But the Rosen thing, I'm sorry, I would love to go along with it. It's a cute little take you got there.
Yep,
and Tommy Curran, a cute little take.
Patronizing you, Lou.
Exactly.
Yep,
I don't want a guy sitting.
I'm a voice of reason.
I don't want this guy, the guy that Adam Schefter was just talking about, that guy sitting around with a clipboard for the next 2 or 3 years.
This is the tweet.
Pissing and moaning.
What you think.
Yeah, because I didn't know what it was. So Diana Rossini, ESPN, she tweets out, the Redskins are not only in disagreement about whether to go quarterback with their top pick, but which quarterback to select. So they're in disagreement. While we know by now that Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder are fixated on Dwayne Haskins, don't you end it right there?
Yes.
So they're not sure if they want a quarterback, let alone they're not sure which quarterback they like. But if Dan Snyder is fixated on Dwayne Haskins, what do you think happens?
Don't you get the feeling that Bruce Allen is one of those ass kissers too? He's just whatever the owner wants. I'm keeping my phony baloney job. I got a great job.
I want a scarf, Daddy.
I got great perks. I got it all here. I'm just going to keep on kissing his ass. Well, who do you want? You want Haskins? Let's go
for
him.
Well, I'm just saying. So
Stephen A. loves him.
They're at 15, right? The Giants are at 6. If Dan Snyder is fixated and thinks Dwayne Haskins is a great player, you think he's going to let him go to the Giants in his division at 6 if he loves this kid? Like, honestly, just like emotionally.
No.
We know this guy's a train wreck, right?
Right.
So he's going to trade up.
Yes.
To get Haskins.
Oh, no. he's going to make a major mistake tonight. He's done it in the past. He's going to make a major mistake once again. And if you're a Redskins fan, and by the way, that they're loyal fans. They love that franchise down there. It's, you know, they got a huge fan base. This is not like the Miami Dolphins. They got a huge fan base. And I'm telling you, I don't know how you can stand it.
We're doomed.
I mean, this owner has got no clue what he's doing, and he's making all of the moves, and he has the right to do it because he owns the franchise. So we'll throw it out to you. What should the Patriots do here tonight? Yes, I'm taking the boring route. You know why?
Boring.
You know why?
Boring.
Because
ass.
That's most likely what's going to happen.
Why do you care about being right all the time?
Well, the question that's Christian's.
I'm just saying, why are you worried about being right all the time? Go the easy route. Why don't you get something creative?
Quit boring.
You know, go
everyone.
Out on the limb. Yeah, and when you're right, you look really smart.
Yeah, you know when you go out on the limb? Dan Snyder goes out on the limb, and look what's happening to his franchise.
You're boring, everybody.
Let's go to the phone call, 617-779-7937. Here's Gary in Plymouth. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Gary.
You've said way too much that pushed steamrolled right past so many things that I had in my head.
Oh, bring it back. Bring it back. Go ahead.
My theory was I believe they need to get a quarterback, and I believe they need to get one that has a decent amount. I got a bad feeling about Rosen. I don't like him, and there's no reason for it. I have nothing to say why. But
okay.
I think honest. They need a quarterback that needs to sit there and get his head right because he's taking over the world. You know, it's like, okay, you're going to be where Tom Brady was. Do something with this. So now he needs time to settle in and understand. So I think the talent level, because, of course, there's so many guys that are just right near the best. You know, I mean, there's such there's a lot to choose from. And don't you think somebody
in the
really
draft?
Needs to, well, not so much as in the draft. There's, I'm not caught up on all the names and all the best players, but I believe that they need to get a guy, and obviously Belichick can really make things, make magic out of things. I think somebody needs to be picked out of this group.
In what position? Quarterback?
Yes.
No, I think you're crazy. I think I would not be surprised if they use a fourth-round draft pick at 134 or one of those third-round draft picks for a quarterback. But why do they need to do it now? We've seen NFL teams who are taking backup quarterbacks and have having relative success with them. So when Brady's gone, you're not replacing Brady with Tom Brady, right?
Right.
So you're going to get a lesser quarterback. But why would you give up the type of assets you have right now when you've got a nice 2 or 3 year window where you can continue to win or challenge for Super Bowls? So why would you waste the draft pick on somebody who's not going to play?
Well, maybe not. It's only because I think it's going to take time to put a person's head around what he's got a hold of all of a sudden. So that's why I think a quarterback is the first move. Get somebody in there that you can see, can I work with this guy? How what's his talent level? And can he handle the keys to the city?
Okay. How is he going to handle? You're not going to know how he's going to handle it if he's the backup quarterback. Does anybody remember when Tom Brady was the third or fourth string quarterback? I remember him showing up at All-Pro charity softball games. Nobody knew who the hell he was. So
it's a good year.
You're not
going to
know until he's playing whether he can handle anything.
But like every single year, it's the quarterbacks will be overdrafted. We all know that. And you can even look back at a guy like Pat Mahomes. You know, you don't think he helps these guys in the draft, given who he is right now, what he does to this organization? He sat for a year.
Yeah.
But they went out and drafted a quarterback, you know, and they know he's going to probably sit for a year. And now he's one of the best quarterbacks in the game.
Right.
You know, and so these kids are going to get overdrafted. Like when the draft started, you could sit there and say, the kid out of West Virginia, Will Greer, right? Maybe they stab him in like the third or fourth round. Now they're talking about him possibly going early second, maybe even late first. What I'm saying?
I wouldn't do that.
He was to fall like third, fourth round.
Yeah, he's going to do that.
Okay.
But that makes sense, though.
The kid Jones from Duke, he was another guy that was second, third round pick. You know, they didn't think they had two quarterbacks, maybe in the first. And everything just sort of changes. Jones and Greer now are all talking about, could they go in the first round late, early second? Where do these guys go? You grab one of them in the third or fourth round, I think you're okay.
Teams are going to overdraft for quarterback because, as you just said, if you don't have one, you're screwed in the NFL. We've already seen what Washington is doing. Washington will do something really stupid today, and they will move up and they'll make a crazy deal. But the fact is, if you're the Patriots right now, You have no need for a quarterback over the next 2 or 3 years. You can find the Nick Foles. You can find the fallout from another franchise to fill in if something bad happens to Brady at, you know, at the end of this season or something like that. But you're right. Go for a third round pick. Go for a fourth round pick. This is the other one I heard. Well, when they drafted Brady as the guy that was going to be the replacement for Bledsoe. No, they didn't. They drafted Brady in the sixth round because there were 7 rounds in the draft, and they thought he had some upside. And so in the last couple rounds of the draft, you're just taking a shot on somebody that's got an upside. Anybody look at that picture of him at the combine? They were figuring maybe down the road. That's
well,
the guy.
We'll see.
But that's the guy you go for right now, I think. Because Brady's going to play for the next 2 or 3 years. This is how crazy these... We used to rely on these magazines, Lou. These pro football draft guides and all these other guys.
They're just good for names.
The problem with them is that they're so old and dated now because of the internet. Look at this. I'm looking at their 2019. This is Pro Football Weekly's mock draft. This is their 1.0. And I'm trying to find Kyler...
1.0.
Yes, and I'm trying to find Kyler Murray. And there he is, way down there at number 28 for the Los Angeles Chargers.
He's rated the third best quarterback when this came out.
That's
Haskins
right.
was one, Daniel Jones was two, Kyler Murray, then Drew Locke. So,
correct.
Yeah, it's a little bit off. But it's another reason why. Keep an eye on the Josh Rosen thing. Because Adam Schefter, he's come out and says that the Patriots haven't even talked. He talked this morning with Muntcal. Haven't even talked to Arizona, which to me is still proof.
And the only two teams that they've spoken to over the last few weeks have been the Miami Dolphins and the New York Giants. They have not talked to the Patriots. They did speak to the Chargers at one point, maybe a month ago. The Chargers are not interested. The Dolphins haven't had contact with the Cardinals in days. The Giants, I believe, want to see how and where this draft unfolds before they would make a move. I'm telling you, they do not have a deal in place for Josh Rosen. I'm telling you, I'm not holding back a single thing on Josh Rosen. There's
perfect.
No deal in place. They don't have anything.
Perfect.
If there was a team that wanted Josh Rosen that badly, they would have traded for him on April 1st so he could go through the offseason program in the new offense and get familiar with that and learn the new coach and learn the new personnel. Doesn't that make sense?
More proof the Patriots will trade for him.
Would not give up 4 first-rounders for Jimmy G. Would not do it. I agree with
you. More proof. I'm just saying, like, you know, Pat's drafted 11:15. Bill picks up the phone 11:10, says, hey, you want 32 for Rosen? Yep. Sounds good. Click, boom, done.
You, they do not have a place.
Perfect.
Place.
No, it's not. I do not believe
it. It means nothing to me.
No, I agree. What Schefter just said means absolutely
nothing.
You
think Bill, like 2 weeks ago, wanted to get the rumor out that he had called Arizona about Josh Rosen?
They have not talked to the Patriots.
No, we've seen that before.
Yeah.
He would call them up 10 minutes before the pick and say, do you want to do this?
No, Bill plays games. I mean, he's good at this. I think he's good at lying. He is good at...
call him a liar?
Spreading rumors out there, lying for his benefit. It's a doggy dog world.
Panorama.
Exactly. Tough world out there. I think he's great at leaking stuff out that he wants people to think is true, when it really isn't true. I think there's a lot of that goes on.
Thanks, Glenn.
But it's not unusual. He's not the only one that does it. A lot of these teams do it. Rich is in a car. He's up next here on OMF. Hi, Rich.
Hi. Yeah, I hear you talking about the quarterback position like it's a slam dunk, that it's going to be just a clipboard holder for 3 years. You got a 40-something-year-old quarterback.
48.
That has escaped it. Yeah. Well, he will be in 3 years. That has escaped injury. And if you need depth at any place on a team, especially with that older quarterback, it's a quarterback. So, I mean, in the discussion, I think you can't just suppose that you're going to not need a quarterback for 3 years.
Yeah, see, you know, Rich, I do agree with you. Because here's the thing, right? So let's say you go with my scenario or Tommy Curran's scenario, and you give up 32 for Josh Rosen. And he sits there for a year or so, maybe 2 years. I don't know. I'm not saying don't dive back in next year or the year after. I do think that's how I envisioned it happening with Brady. You know, there won't be, you know, another year or two, it won't be Brian Hoyer behind him. It'll be two kids. And you're going to try to figure out, you know, now Rosen maybe is the veteran of the kids because he's been around the league. He's been in a huddle before. And, you know, and let's say the young kid next year, the year after that, shines a little bit. You're telling me like 2 or 3 years from now, you haven't seen much of Josh Rosen. You could get a fourth round pick for the guy, even if he sits behind Brady for the next year or two, couldn't you?
Yeah, and I think it is.
Right.
And you got a little bit insurance.
Yeah. I agree with Lou's idea that you can't just consider the quarterback position a static position.
Nobody's considering it a static position, Rich. But
I mean, you know, you talk about a clipboard holder for two or three.
Well, that's what he is.
I don't know that that's going to be the case. You know that?
No, I think the chances are that that's
with any position on a football.
Rich, the chances are based on the history that we're seeing right now. Tom Brady seems to be more durable than any of these young quarterbacks. He doesn't miss games. You're right. As you get older, it could fall apart. But here's the problem. Rosen wants to start. He's made that, I think, obviously clear. He wants to start. He's not going to get the opportunity. To me, it makes more sense for Belichick to move down to try to get some assets next year in the first round of the draft, where he might have an opportunity where the team totally falls apart. They are high up in next year's draft, and then he can get a legitimate replacement for Tom Brady. Legitimate replacement. I'm not sure that Rosen is the replacement. Now,
Let me ask you,
maybe Belichick loves him. None of us know how he feels about Josh Rosen.
Do you think the price? I mean, my thing is that if it gets down to Bill at 31, 32, no one trades for this kid tonight. You know, to me, I heard somebody the other day say, well, you draft Tyler Murray, and if you don't like the deal, you just hold on to Josh Rosen. Then you trade him later. Well, then now you're desperate. Now you're just trying to get rid of the body. If you draft Kyler Murray, you have to deal Josh Rosen, right?
No question.
So what if they're not happy with any deal out there? Is it gonna cost you a first round pick? What if it doesn't?
Don't you almost get the feeling that the Arizona Cardinals have got some deal with the NFL for their big, huge production tonight that's also now going to be on ABC as well, that they're holding this thing secretive? Because everybody...
Well, interesting you should say that. Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio just tweeted out. Per source, NFL Network and ESPN reporters have been instructed not to report the identity of the first overall pick before it is made tonight.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, this was another with no sources, right?
Which, Mutt actually made a very good point this morning.
Today?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did we save the tape?
Congratulations to
me. Turned off the room.
Mutt finally made a good point. Can we save that?
If Schefter knew of a trade for Josh Rosen, would they report it? Because you're giving away the first pick overall. Yeah. Now, somebody will. That's the problem, right? But, I mean, if Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter are being told not to talk about who the first pick's going to be, they can't tell you that there's a Josh Rosen trade out there either.
Yeah, there's a whole...
Because then they're telling you who the first pick is.
There's a whole story about how all these guys are coming up with all of the information, backdoor information or whatever. I've actually worked for drafts before. I've actually worked in NBA drafts for ESPN Radio years ago. And I can tell you this, that all of that information was available 5 minutes in advance. You know what they told us to do? They told us not to reveal who it was. But my job was to hit it off to the analysts, the experts. Mine was to direct them towards that specific player so they could talk about it. And we would look great on the air because, oh, my God.
And the show.
And the Toronto Raptors just happened to draft that player. And what these guys are doing now, though, Lou, what they want to do now is the media has changed, so there's so many different sources out there. They want to keep the pool really tight and have everybody at 8 o'clock tonight. They want those ratings to be gigantic.
Sure. Someone print me out the notes.
And do you think that Kyler Murray is not the top pick in the draft? You think that's possible that is not going to happen?
Yes, I do think it's possible.
You think it's possible?
Yeah.
So we all do.
So that's good. But, so now I want to know. So whoever has that story is a big story,
right?
Right. Right.
But they're not going to leak it because they're going to be protective of the NFL.
And I know we got to take a break right now. When we come back, though, I'll give you another reason why Arizona should want to deal Rosen to New England.
Okay. We'll get it coming up next at 617-779-7937. It's all brought to you this hour by National Lumber, your local Anderson Windows dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.